Main recording is on. We are good to go. It's been like 3 months. Are you ready to do this?
Absolutely. Sophie is the chair of a secret society, the Debutante Underground.
It squeaked. I have to do that again.
It was the chair, I swear.
No, it was my shoe.
Oh, jeez. Rubber sole?
Yeah, it was close to the leg. Okay, let's try again.
That's all we have time for. Remember to check the show notes for a list of all the books we just talked about. Please subscribe and rate the podcast if you liked what you hear.
Liked what you hear.
Liked what you hear.
Liked what you hear. Okay, let's try that.
Mm-hmm. Please subscribe and rate the podcast if you like what you hear.
It's a powerful novel based on the incredible true story of the glamour icon and scientist whose groundbreaking.
Why?
I was doing so good.
Groundbreaking.
I'm going to let our Littner.
No. Let our Littner know.
You're like from Twin Peaks.
Okay, here we go.
Yummy.
Stop.
Sorry.
This is a serious sentence.
No, I can see that. As humanity scrambles and doubles their efforts to explore and colonize.
And then, recenter, refocus, transcend.
Okay.
And can I just say murdered bodies?
I think you can.
That's just such a dumb phrase to me. If it's a body, fine. It can't be a... It's fine.
Murdered people? Bodies.
Yeah, it's... Whatever.
People who have been murdered? Bodies of murder victims?
Murder victims. Yeah, sure. Bodies of murder victims work. But okay. Murdered bodies just really throws me off for some reason. All right.
It's like saying a dead body. Well, no, you can have a living body.
I'm going to kill you to death. Like that.
Kill you so hard you die.
Right, exactly. All right.
Please leave that in.
There were no flying monkeys, but rather than put in a monkey emoji, I put in a bat.
And a chicken?
See, I think I wanted it to be a raven because it's an unkindness of ravens. So I did a bat and a chick emoji because it's a bird, but like a goth bird.
It's a chicken.
Oh. See, even I don't remember what I was going for.
I was like, readers, there's a chicken emoji on the script. Please leave that in for the transcript.
And the fly my pretties is for monkeys. It's not. It's fine.
It's cool.
We got
had a regular library and I'm a cool library.
Okay, edgelord.
Okay, here we go. It follows an English librarian named Evelyn as she tries to put together an archaeological dig at the site of the ancient city of Hamunaptra. How do you say that? Hamunaptra. I practiced that so many times. Okay. Hold on. Dang, it's a long sentence, too. Do not say that. Hamunaptra.
Maybe not so much emphasis on
that. I know, but it's in there. Okay, here we go. Just one readable take. That's it. Just one.
That's all you need.
It's a very loud lawnmower.
It's fine. It adds ambience.
It's a bee. It's just buzzing in the background. Like the other two protagonists. I'm having trouble with words.
It's a lot of P's in here.
Okay.
Too many P's, not enough B's.
Please leave that in there.
I will.
Bloopers. And then there's Harry, the 24-year-old with a debilitating social anxiety.
I have a debilitating social anxiety.
I feel you, Harry.
I've been diagnosed with a debilitating social anxiety. And I'm desperate for work. I'm sorry. You probably don't say that.
old. He'll figure it out.
But he has a debilitating social anxiety disorder.
Why are you on the floor?
I can't breathe.
Please make that into the bloopers. Why are you on the floor? Listeners, can you believe we're talking about honeybees this week? My stomach hurts.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
Debilitating. Okay. Oh. Okay, I'm gonna need you to just.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even looking anymore.
Okay, here we go. And then there's Harry, a 24-year-old with debilitating social anxiety who's desperate for work. And then there's Harry, a 24-year-old with debilitating social anxiety who is desperate who is desperate for work. This is serious, and we're making a joke. It's funny because it's true. And then there's Harry, a 24-year-old. Debilitating social anxiety. Who's desperate for work? I'm trying to desensitize myself.
And then there's Harry. Oh, do I have to leave? I feel so hot right now.
I know, my knees are sweating. They're sweaty. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And then there's Harry.
Why is this one really long? Or is that just, is that a, are they even? And is that
they're pretty even. It's just a perspective.
Visual one. I should say visual effect. Not what I meant. Is it a, a, it's a thing you look at.
Perspective.
It messes with your eyes.
Illusion.
Sort of.
What else would it be?
Like those books that they had.
Illusion.
No, but they were called something. Oh, no.
Puzzle. I don't.
Like a magic eye book, but it had a, it had a, what was it called?
Illusion. Illusions. I-L-L-U.
It's like when a magician is a thing.
Sleight of hand?
No, like.
Optical illusion.
Optical illusion.
Thank God we're recording that. How many times did I say illusion?
But you didn't say the important part, the optical. I'm sorry. Did you know I have an English degree? I'm just getting it out of the way.
Can tell you the story time.
It's true. You have a very nice voice for it.
So oh, enunciative. Is that a word? Enunciative? No.
I mean it.
You enunciate.
I know what
great.
You mean.
You talk real good.
So glad.
you've not seen this saga, our swashbuckling rowdy sea dogs will shiver me tenders.
Tenders?
Oh my god!
Swipe right.
Stop! Okay.
I was You're almost through. You're doing good. Can't remember what voice I used. Was it this?
Was a little lower.
Was a little lower. Okay. There we go. Okay. Thanks, first mate.
Please put that in as the bloopers.
that would be good. I went a little Irish there. Don't worry about it. It's Irish, pirate, same thing.
Yep.
I think I can splice that together? I'm sure I can. I'm really good at editing.
Sure. You're so dramatic.
That like, was a little sounded really good. Mangled at the end, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Heave-ho! That be all.
Sorry. Sorry. You really spat that one out.
Who wants to go over the bay?
Yeah, no, you're good. That was good.
Do that again?
Maybe. Maybe. You did good.
Thanks. Remember to check the show notes for a list of everything we just palabbered.
Palabbered.
Oh my god. Remember to check the show notes. Oh my god. Next month with more mutinies.
Mutinies.
10 minutes.
Mutinies. I'm just seeing cattle pirates.
Mutinies.
Okay. Excuse you.
I didn't like that.
I didn't like that. Okay. Don't do that again.
Suddenly, he has to find the traitor in his mist.
I tried to catch the fog, but I missed.
Because pea soup. Fake.
Okay. When you say Twilight, can you put in the...
I will attempt. We may get copyright stricken, but I will attempt.
No, you can just say it. Just put that in. Just clip it and put that in.
Okay.
There you go. No copyright needed.
Can do.
This is one of my favorite shows. I love it.
That voice is too much for me. What happens to your bottle? Love it.
It's like somebody's sleep talking. This is my problem, though, because I say it in a funny voice, and now I can't say it well.
You have to talk normally.
Where's the fun in that?
We could. It's not too late to go back and do this in old-timey speech.
Same. Vampire Diaries is one of my favorite shows.
I was thinking more. She showed a bit of an ankle. Mm-hmm. Too scandalous.
She ruined her reputation. I love it so much. I love it. Okay, here we go. Vampire Diaries is one of my favorite comedy shows.
I can't.
It was so country.
Vampire Diaries.
Oh my gosh darn two favorite shows.
Yuck, yuck.
Stop.
All I can think of is that Roop, the thing from SpongeBob when Plankton's family comes into town. He's like, root beer.
Well, I can't read.
I think it's just a bad line is the problem. Vampire Diaries is actually one of my comfort shows. It's going to be 20 minutes of us just trying to say Vampire Diaries. Me trying to say Vampire Diaries. Okay. Ours.
Dara.
What if I say the Nocturnal Journal? Everything's so funny. Okay. Addie is
as successful as us. You got through the first part. That's all we need.
That was the hard part.
Yeah. Smooth sailing.
Okay. Addie is successful. Oh my god.
Yeah. Smooth sailing. Take two.
Addie is a successful author.
16-year-old Vivian Gandillion.
No.
Gandolin.
Yep.
As soon as I said it, I'm like, nope. She hosts a cotillion. It was one in a million. Stop. Gandolin.
Yep.
Okay.
Perfection.
That's me all over.
Mm-hmm. Shattered mirror. I'm taking this back. Take it back now, y'all. Everybody, Charlie Brown. Okay. Take it back now, y'all.
Slap back now, real quick.
Okay.
Two claps, real quick. Crisscross.
Freeze. Everybody, clap your hands. The dangerous power behind the glittering city's Dirk Fisher.
The Dirk for sure.
The Dirk for sure.
I love a Dirk for sure, my man. Give me some more Dirk for sure.
I can show you a video later.
Dirk for sure.
I'm trying to be professional here.
I'm trying to be lascivious. I think there must be a gas leak in this room, because I swear. I give up.
No, don't give up. You have so much to live for. So many things to read.